Please turn to the book of Hebrews. We want to consider the topic taken from verse 6, that without faith it is impossible to please God. Starting from verse 1, please follow. Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Amen. Very simple. This is a wonderful chapter. Hebrews 11 contains the word faith. Can you guess how many times? It is called the faith chapter. Exactly two dozen times. 24 times. Yes. It's amazing. The writer, we do not know the writer, probably Paul, is very insistent that we understand this word, and I hope by Holy Spirit instruction and illumination, you will have a better grasp of what we mean by faith. Is it something mysterious, nebulous, very far away, difficult to attain? What is it? Dearly beloved, please understand, faith is the best gift of God, intended for all earnest, humble, seeking soul. Are you one? If you are, cry to Him, and He will give you that faith, and then you, possessing that faith, are on your way to the heavenly home. What a wonderful thing it is, isn't it? Oh, my friends, do not imagine it is something you can't attain, but it is very, very much God's gift, God's intention, that you ought to have that faith. Now, this faith is best portrayed by one man. And that one man, you may guess, the father of the faithful, who is he? Abraham. Most of you know it, yes. That great man that God called. And please understand, although he existed, he lived 3,500 or more years ago, he is a real man. Not fictitious, not a fable. Number two, it is in the real time. Number three, it is the real place. And number four, it is intended for you. If Abraham could have the faith, you too. You know, Abraham did not have the advantage we have. Today we have the Bible. Abraham had no Bible. We have a church, elders, pastors. He had nothing. For he was the first Christian. And God called him out of a real place. Where is it on the map? What country today would answer to the country of Abraham? Roughly. Can you guess? You must know. starts with I, R, A, K. All right, that is the country. So you can still go there, and that is where he came from. Now, what is this faith all about? God called him, and he responded. And that made him the first Christian. Look at verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. I paraphrase it a little bit for you. Please follow your Bible. By the way, I always advocate you should have a marker pen and underline your Bible. Some people dare not touch the Bible, and the Bible after 10 years is still brand new. But that is not the best. My Bible is very beautiful, all kinds of colors. But it makes it personal to you. Please underline. All right, what does it say here? Without faith, you cannot please him. For our coming to church this morning, you calling yourself a Christian, following the Lord Jesus Christ, what for? Answer, to please God. So that one day when your life on earth is over, he'll say, come home. I am pleased with you. That's all we want. That's all there is about this. Without faith, impossible. And I'm going to impress on you, and before you return, all of you will know exactly how to get that faith. And to be singing your way to heaven every day. Right? Never live a humdrum, depressed, discouraged Christian life. It is not meant to be. Every Christian should be encouraged, strengthened, forward-looking, upward-looking, always striving for the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have faith, and this is so important, do you have the faith? As I speak, you know what I told you last time? Pray. Pray. Pray that the Holy Spirit, as you hear the word, will cause you to understand and to absorb that message that is meant for you. For these things written here are not written for nothing. They're not for filling the pages or decoration, but in order that today, on the 30th of September, 2007, you coming to this church will hear the word of God written years ago, intended for you, for your illumination, blessing, and encouragement. Now read. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So I remind you again, check on yourself. Other people checking you is sometimes painful. Huh? If you check on yourself, it's not so painful. So ask yourself, do I really have this wonderful faith? All right. If you're not sure, you will be very sure soon. For he that comes to God, that means you. Did you come to God today? Yes. All right. You must believe that he is. Who is? God is. Is what? God is God. That's why you come. God is not for us to prove. God is for us to worship and to love and to adore. He is God. He is like the pot talking to the potter. Who are you? It doesn't happen. He is the potter. We are the pot. And he has made us. We must acknowledge him. So, you come to God, you must believe that God is. He made you. And he is a rewarder. Verse 6, please follow. Here is the reward of them that diligently seek him. Who is the one who diligently sought God? in this story that I'm going to tell. Who is he? Abraham! Right? Abraham was brought up in an idol-worshipping family. His father's name was called Terah. Right? He had three sons. Abraham was the eldest. And he grew up in this home, and I'm sure he saw those idols on the shelf. And as he grew, he thought of his destiny. What am I to do on this planet Earth? Everybody grows old, dies, then it's my turn. I grow old, I die. Then what? What are these idols they're doing? Who made them? Wow. Man made them. And made them like themselves. Got eyes but cannot see. Mouth that cannot talk. Hands that cannot move. Legs that don't walk. And call them gods. And bow down. How foolish. So he was provoked. And then he began to search. How do we know? Verse 6. He came to God. Must believe he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Today, I ask you, are you diligently seeking God? How diligent are you seeking God? How often do you seek God? You know, you must answer that. And if you do so, it says, he will reward you. I cannot reward you. Nobody can reward you. But when you are provoked, when you have a doubt, and you want an answer, and you diligently come to God, and pray to him, seek him, this is what it says, he will reward you. How did God reward Abraham? I'm sorry, today I'm sick, I must drink water. There's a lot of dehydration. God came to Abraham. You know that in the book of Genesis, it mentions four times. God appeared to Abraham. Has God appeared to any of you? Not by the physical eyes, but God appears to us by the book. Here, he speaks to us and appears to us. But in those days, there's no book. So God appeared three times physically in a human form. Three times. Once it says God came to Abraham by a night vision. Right? He saw a vision. That's different. But three times as a man. Amazing. This is the pre-incarnate appearance of Jesus. And Jesus, when he came to earth, told the Jews to confirm this. You talk so much about Abraham, but you know, Abraham lived to see my day and he was so happy when he saw me. Ah, amazing, isn't it? Why did Jesus appear to Abraham? Answer is, verse 6, because he rewarded him for diligently seeking God. So I say, dear friends, every day seek God diligently. Don't be lazy in prayer. Don't halfway through prayer you already fall asleep. And don't have half-hearted prayers. Please, you are wrestling in prayer, even like Jacob coming back from his exile. And he wrestled with God. Let us all learn to be earnest, diligent, striving in prayer. And go to God and say, Lord, I really want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I really want to have that faith that overcomes the world and all the difficulties of the world. When you pray, what happens? Nothing. No, verse 6. God will reward you. Yes, with faith that you will be able to overcome many difficulties you never thought you could. How what a wonderful promise. But you must be diligent. Now, when Jesus appeared to Abraham, that was the best day of his life up till then. I'm living in Iraq. You know, Iraq is called the breadbasket of the Middle East because it is the most fertile. And whatever you plant, you drop down, or come out 100-fold, 200-fold. So good. But then you can be prosperous, and indeed, Abraham was a very prosperous merchant. So what? You know, more prosperous, more prosperity, more what? More income tax. Of course, those days, no tax, but more burdens, more thieves come and steal, more all kinds of troubles will come if you have too much. So, he was wondering all the time, what is the meaning of life? Do you ever wonder? Today, you all are like quite good, all young, younger. But then when you reach my age, you say, not far from that hole. You got to go in there. Then you got to think, what after that? So this bothered him. Now, Jesus called him, Abraham, I know what you are thinking about, and I have the answer to you. Come. Verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when Jesus called him to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. Now this is important. If you hear God's word, I say, I believe, I believe. Is that enough? Answer? No. If God says, come, follow me, and you say, that's fine, Lord, and you sit down, you don't move. That kind of faith is inactive, false, useless. Follow me on verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when God called him to go out into a place which he should afterwards receive for an inheritance, obeyed. Ah, the key word here is obeyed. When God's word says, do this, obey. That's the use of the commandments, you know. Commandments, again, are not decorative. So it looks good, hang on the wall, decorate. Commandments are to tell you what you can do, what you cannot do, for your own blessing. Now, that is faith. The Lord Jesus says, Abraham, I know your heart. Now, follow me. At age 75, I've told you this before, who wants to move house? To go to a place you don't know where. When you are very prosperous with the roots down 75 years. And he did. Ah, that is the marvel of faith. Why did Abraham do it? You ask me. Is he gone soft here? Don't know how to think? And just follow? No. God's Spirit came. This is the wonder of faith. You pray for faith, God will give you that faith. You must pray earnestly. Say, Lord, please give me faith that I know what to do in my career, in my life, in my home. Will God give it to you? He says here, if you diligently seek Him, He will reward you with what? Faith. So by faith He sojourned. Verse 9, in the land of promise, as in a strange country. Wow, this is a key to the understanding. When he arrived in the land of Palestine today, that is the land, also called Canaan, today is the land of contention between Palestinians, Arabs, and Jews. This was where Abraham went. And this was where God was going to fulfill His own plan for world salvation in that land. And the man to go there and do it is Abraham. Amazing. And when he arrived there, he says, really, this place is not that attractive. My homeland is much better. But because he believed in God, and God says, you follow me, you come there, it is going to be your inheritance. He did not leave. But he treated it as a strange land. In other words, he never really felt at home, although he never left the place. This is the meaning of this. To prove, he dwelt in tents, verse 9, with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. What is the promise? I turn you very quickly to Genesis chapter 12, so that you are reminded of what God actually promised. When he called Abraham, Genesis 12, verse 2, Abraham, are you following? Please, I want you to read it from your own Bible. I will make you a great nation. He felt good, but he didn't know how. He was 75, his wife was 65. They must have been married at least 40 years. After 4 years, gynecologists give up hope for anyone who is married and not having children, you know, usually. After 40 years, what hopes? But nevertheless, Abraham followed. And Abraham agreed. You want to make me a nation, it will be a nation. That is called faith. Because God never says anything that he cannot do. And Abraham, God said to Abraham, I will bless you and make your name great. You will be a blessing. I will bless them that bless you. Curse him that curses you. And in you shall all families of the earth be blessed. Amazing. This is the greatest promise ever made to any man. True? Where is it? The last part of verse 3. In thee, in whom? Abraham, shall all families of the earth be blessed. How was this fulfilled? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, through that line came down. And through Jesus Christ, all families of the earth will be blessed. Today, not yet. But it is coming. And this is our greatest hope, our blessed hope. Verse 9. Again, we want to follow the sojourn of Abraham. Verse 9 says, by faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, like in a strange country, living in tents, while we do not live in tents anywhere in Singapore. Nevertheless, you have to adopt that kind of tent existence mentality. In other words, always remember the apartment or house or whatever I live in. No matter how beautiful I decorate it, there is a day I must leave it. True? And you must remember this. Always regard this. So don't overdo it. And if you love it too much, when the time comes to say goodbye to it, you are very reluctant. But every day, set your eyes on the heavenly home. This is what Abraham did. Because God gave him the faith. The faith is in the Lord Jesus. My future, my hopes, my aspirations, everything is in Jesus. So if I labor for myself, forget Jesus and run my own life, one day when I reach the journey's end, I have nothing left for me. So he and his sons did the same thing, as with him, of the same promise. Now, please, dear friends, all these, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the beginning of the Jewish nation, all they lived upon was promises. Nothing to see, nothing to touch, nothing to occupy. Only the Word of God. Is that enough? Answer? Absolutely. If God says, Abraham, I give you an inheritance, and when he arrived there, Abraham would say, Lord, where is the inheritance? You know what? God says, Abraham, look at the stars. Beyond there is another home. That is your inheritance. Then his whole perspective changed. To know that our home is not on earth. No matter how big a house, how good a living, how prosperous, how wonderful the life, it is only transient. Before you know it, you're finished. So God says, look at the stars. Beyond there is the home. And Abraham, ever since that time, says, that's right. My home is there. And he never went back to Iraq anymore. Never, never, never. No matter what happened. Why? Why should I go back there? It's no better than here. Whether Singapore or America or Australia, all the same. Our home is up there, the permanent home. Verse 10, for he looked for a city. Are you looking for a city? Singapore has transformed out of all recognition. People who come back here after 10 years cannot recognize it. I say, 10 years, I go away 1 month, come back, it's changed already. It's changing so fast. The city skyline is changing. Every day changing. Wow. We live in a world of change and flux. So, be an Abraham. Be like Abraham. Look for the city which has foundations. You say, what's wrong? My house got foundations also. One day all these foundations will collapse and be nothing. When the Lord Jesus returns, he says what? All these are reserved unto fire. The first destruction of planet Earth was by water. The second destruction is coming is by fire. So what's the use of your foundation? So this foundation is up there, whose builder and maker is God. And this is the promise given to you if you diligently seek Him. Verse 6. By faith. Did you pay money for it? Answer is no. Faith costs you nothing. All you have to do is believe and obey the one who offers to you, Jesus. Now it makes it very clear. Verse 13. All these died in faith. All those Christians who went before us. None of them ever received the promise. Because the promise is up there. So verse 13 says, all these died in faith. My dear friends, to die is not a pleasant thing, except for those who are in the faith. Then you can be like Paul. What did Paul say? For to me to live is Christ. To die, gain. And he says, it's far better, far better. When you have that faith, when you have the Savior in your heart, then any time He calls you, you say, Lord, I'm coming. far better. No more earth woes, worries about this, that, and the other. Every day got worry. Anyone here who wakes up and says, I got no worry every day, then you are superhuman. But I have a lot of worries every day. The only difference is my Lord enables me by faith to bear those worries, to know that they are a light affliction that is necessary for me because I'm on planet Earth. But soon He will deliver me from this light affliction into that permanent, wonderful home. Verse 13. These all died in faith, and I want to commend this to you, that one day when your time comes, you can say, I will die in faith. Then, even though I have not received the promises, but I've seen it afar off. How can you see your inheritance afar off? By faith. Why? Because Jesus said it. In my Father's house are many mansions for you. I go and prepare them. If I go and prepare, I'll come and take you there to myself. This is a promise. You believe? Faith. Because Jesus said it, I believe. And I obey. And I will not sink everything on earth. My heart will no longer be sunk on earth. Have you seen your heavenly abode afar off? Verse 13, and were persuaded of them and embraced them. Meaning to say, not half-hearted. I know I have an inheritance up there. I'm fully persuaded. I embrace. I love it. I love the thought that I have a place up in heaven. Do you embrace it? This is what it says. And confess that you are a stranger and pilgrim on this earth. That's what we are. No more, no less. No matter who you are, what you do, you're only a traveler. You live in a hotel tonight because you are a traveler. You don't go and buy all kinds of furniture and put in a hotel and say, I'm going to stay here for a year. You don't. It's a hotel. So we are all in a hotel, a transient place. Singapore is only transient for all of us. So be ready for the next stop. The next stop after here is up there. Verse 14. For they that say such things declare plainly, they seek a country. When I first went to Vancouver, I was told it was the most livable city in the world. Voted 6 times, you know. A lot of people from mainland China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, all flocked to Vancouver. And one district is called Richmond. All the Chinese go there because they are the rich men. And all settle there. So happy. Wonderful. My friends, are you seeking a place to migrate to? Yes, of course. Some because of children cannot cope with Chinese or cannot cope with the pressure of studies in Singapore. When you go to Australia, what you did here, you are 2 grades above those in Australia. So you feel very comfortable. You migrate, migrate. So what? You get a temporary advantage, of course. It's easy. But that is not the solution. You must still fix your eyes on the heavenly home. Seek a country, verse 14. Plainly declare that you seek a country where there will be no more examinations. No more need to study many languages. No need to go through all kinds of tests and so on. Because all earth labors are past. All earth troubles are over. No more sickness. No more gastric flu. Nothing. Always eternal health, eternal youth, and eternal home. For whom? For you. By what? Faith. No need to pay. No rental. No taxing. Nothing. All free. Waiting. So, verse 15. Truly, if Abraham, Isaac, Jacob had been mindful of the country from whence they came, they might have returned. Yes. If one day, you know, have you been to Palestine? The main color of Palestine is brown. Rocky, sandy, barren. Except the place where the Jews have irrigated, then they are very fertile and green. But the general color is brown. So when you are in Palestine, sometimes you get homesick. It says here they were not homesick. If they had been homesick, they might have returned. Why were they not homesick? Answer, because they found their home was up there. Not here, not there, not anywhere on earth, but it's up there. So there is no need to be homesick for any other home on earth. Verse 16, now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly country. Dear friends, without faith, impossible to please God. Why do you want to please God? Answer, that I may one day arrive at the heavenly country. That is the ultimate. Yes. Of course, you have faith. God enables you to go through this earthly life with much more assurance, freedom from worries, freedom from many troubles that you heap upon yourself if you do not have the faith. But when you have faith, you can face difficulties with confidence. You can face sickness, cancer, death. All these will come. They are natural, part of this earthly life. By faith, we overcome all of them because we know whatever happens on earth, this light affliction is but for a moment. Because my permanent home, which is everlasting, is up there. And by faith, I see. By faith, I'll reach there. By faith, it's mine. Free of charge. Verse 16. Now they desire a better country. That's it. A heavenly country. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called your God. For He has prepared for you a city. Amazing. You say, who am I? I'm nobody. I'm nothing. Why does God have to prepare a place for me and to call me His own and to own me as His child, a son of God? And He's the Almighty Creator, become my Heavenly Father. What a wonderful relationship and an honor to have God as my Father. Amazing. How? By faith. Simply because I heard Jesus call and I believed Him and I followed Him, and God has looked at me and said, that's all right, that's good. You have honored my Son. I receive you as my own. And I reserve a place for you by faith. Concluding, dear friends, do you have that faith? How strong is that faith? Do you live by faith every day? Do you press on every day? Do you diligently seek God every day? These are verses very precious. Go home and read through these verses and pray that God will help you. If your faith is stronger, more steadfast, what a change it will bring to your life in this troubled world. Amen.